I forgot to talk about my new app that I got while on the Plant Chat episode, last episode.
What new app did you get?
I got this fun little game. It's called Dust Bunny. And
Dust Bunny.
It's a cute little game that's like kind of mental health related. It's not like super in your face mental health related, but like every day it kind of gives you a little thing like, you know, I'm happier here. But you have like this tiny little room that starts off really dirty. Yep.
I looked up a picture.
It starts off really dirty and it like encourages you to like clean. And
oh my God, I love cleaning.
But when you clean the dust bunnies that are on the floor, like there will be these little bunnies. And when you grab them, they grow. They become plants.
That's not how plants work.
No, it's not. But I love it because they become plants. And then it's not like your typical plant game where it tells you the bad advice. Like it says when you water, like it, I can't remember how exactly it phrased it, but something like when it comes to watering, every plant has different watering needs. And if you overwater it, like you can root rot your plant. If you underwater, you can dry rot your plant. So it's really cool that way. And then like they get bugs. All of the bugs are basically mealy bugs, but they look like little bunnies with like six legs. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. But I kind of love it.
This is already giving me anxiety. More plants I have to take care of.
But it's not that bad, you know? It's not like
is
you're
it like
worried.
A Tamagotchi?
No, it's not like if you're not constantly checking on them, they all die. I open it like in the morning and then before I go to bed and I water the things. The one thing I kind of don't like is to check on your plants. You use a water meter, like a stick thing. Ugh. But it's not that bad. It's not like it's just what they use to show that, hey, it's dry. You need to water it.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. And then you can like decorate your room and you can get more plants. Your plants keep growing bigger. And when they get so many leaves, they can't be in that size pot. So then you have to up pot it. And it's a cute little game.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures. It's like a kind of like an Animal Crossing with a little more detail.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me that the plants aren't in the window and there's no grow lights.
Well, you can put the plants wherever. I have all of mine in my window.
Perfect. Yes. That
it's a cute
is
little
necessary.
Game. Recommend.
Is this in-game game that you found yet?
No, not yet.
The crocodile teeth
no,
game?
No, not yet.
That game gave me so much anxiety. Oh my God, here's a screenshot.
Nice.
When your cozy game throws at you a mini game that brings back the anxiety it took away. Yep. You guys know that crocodile game where it's crocodile dentist.
Mm-hmm.
You open his mouth and it's spring loaded. And if you hit the wrong tooth, then his jaws chomp down on you and it hurts. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Christine.
And today we are actually going to be talking about
pots.
Plant pots. Yeah. So, man, most of you are probably growing in pots. You don't have to. You could do kokedamas.
I was going to say, what's a plant pot?
What is a plant pot? The container vessel that you put your substrate in that you grow your plant in. Really?
So does a kokedama count?
I mean, you're wrapping the substrate around the plant and root ball, coating it in moss and binding it with wire or string.
Oh,
so
that is not what I thought a kokedama was.
The kokedamas are like the big balls.
Oh, see, I thought kokedama was the one where it's like a stone ball that the plant just like grows on.
Oh,
the like super, super epiphyte.
Nope. Mm. The kokedama, like if I was going to make a kokedama with you, we'd take our root ball,
yeah,
put moss around it, and probably maybe some additional room. I don't know if you would want to use soil or moss, but then you take like fishing line and you wrap around it.
I now know what you're talking about. Yeah. What's the one I was talking about called?
Is it where you're growing the plant on a rock?
Mm-hmm.
Mackie would know. Okay. We've talked about it. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Sure.
But that's also something you can do. That's something I would like to do with my rock fig. My Ficus petiolaris, I'm slowly lifting it out of the pot every time I repot it so that I can expose the roots, and we're working on that.
Nice.
It's probably going to be I don't repot that often, so mm-hmm. it's a process. Mm-hmm. And we're getting there. I'm not in a hurry. Okay, so pots.
Yeah.
I've had a journey. Mm-hmm. I started off where I wanted all my pots to be cute, fancy ceramic pots.
Sure.
I did have terracotta briefly, but I realized it wasn't holding the moisture I wanted it to. So I've quickly phased those out.
Yeah. I'm going to quick interrupt you. Were you someone that had to have we had a ceramic or terracotta cash pot for every plant, if not plant in said pot?
They weren't cash pots because I was actually planting the pot or I was actually planting the plant in the pot, right, with a drainage hole.
But all of your plants had to have
yeah
a cute little something.
Yep.
I also used to be like that.
Yeah, that was when I first started off. At first, it wasn't like a super big deal about matching. It was just like part of what I enjoyed about plants was having a cute plant and a cute pot. And I will partially blame my sister for this because she had some cute pots for her plants. And sure. My sister is not and has not been a crazy plant person. She has like 10 plants, a modest amount, but she keeps them alive. She doesn't really welcome anyone new into her collection. She did not take me up on all the plants I tried to give her. She did accept a spider plant for me. She named it Stanley. Oh. I'm gonna say that wrong. Okay. She named it Stanley, but I was like, did you name it Stanley, like Stan Lee? And she was like, who? I was like, Stanley created Spider-Man. And she was like, no, I didn't know that. I was like, what are the fucking chances? Wow. You spend too much time in vet school, girl. But yeah, my sister names all her plants like Ralph.
I don't have time for that. Kudos to everyone who gives names to all their plants.
And man, I can only remember Ralph and Stan Lee. She's got other ones too. Yeah. She'll refer to her plants by their first name. And I'm like, remind me of which one is that?
Right.
Is that the Norfolk Island Pine? The Croton. No, she had cool ceramic pots. And like, you know how if you use different colored glazes, the glazes will run into each other. Sure. And then that just like pets my brain. I like it so much. So those were some of the pots she had. So like that definitely started me on the, well, I need cute pots. So, first time I went to Tonkadale, I bought 6 plants and 6 matching pots for all of them.
Well, and Tonkadale is bad because
they're good.
Well, because they have all the pots at the front of the store.
Yeah.
And they're all very pretty and they're color coordinated. And that's what tickles my brain.
Yes.
And so you walk through all of that and you see all these like gorgeous, gorgeous pots. And of course you grab stuff. And then now you're like, well, I got to find a plant to put in it. Like they know what they're doing over there at Tonkadale.
They get their plants. And then you're like, well, I got to go find pots for these. Their planter section with their home decor is beautifully curated. It's beautifully a treat decorated. To walk through there. It even has a smell to it.
It's especially really nice during Christmas time. It's a very special time during Christmas.
I don't mind Christmas decor, but like they do I'd rather it, be there really other nice. Times of the day.
True.
I really like when they do like a spooky Halloween thing. Like one time they had like their neon green pots with their purple pots with their black pots. Ooh. And I was like, I want them all. So yeah, different times of the year definitely speak to me too. I love that section. However, for me, most of them are too high priced.
Yes.
So I usually go straight to the clearance section.
Yep.
See what's marked down 50%, because if there's a plant or a pot with like a chip in it, guess what? It's going to get chipped at my house. Here, I can save 50%. So like I've gotten like $50 pots for $25.
Yes.
Or like one time I used my coupons and I got a $100 pot for $10.
Nice.
So I like it was on clearance and then I had 2 like of the $40.
Nice.
$40 worth of free.
Yeah.
Was it like the bonus gift card thing? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, so, you bought like 250s. You got a $10.
Something like that. Yeah. $100, you get a $20 gift card or something. Yeah. So anyway, Kaylin had a problem, but I also was kind of frugal about my plant pots too. Like ideal price was like $12 and under, depending on the size. So I would shop the clearance section. I would use coupons. I would keep my eyes peeled. No matter what store we were at, I was like, would they have plant pots here and where would they be? Mm-hmm. So like I was smart about it. I still have 2 giant shelves full of fucking plant pots over there.
Yeah.
Cause I have a problem. and here's the thing. I'm not using them anymore.
Right.
I'm using nursery pots.
Yes.
So as much as I like my cool ceramic pots and during the pandemic, I also went on this tirade of needing to buy pots from artists because these artists were making super cool pots. And all I was doing was sitting on social media, looking at them. And then I would buy them or like, you know, when they have their drops and then you have to be the first one to buy it. And then like, it was a problem. But I have a cool collection of smaller pots. But here's the thing. My plants don't really fit in small pots anymore.
Right.
So I have a lot of big pots. And what happened with the ceramic pots for me is that they would get to be too heavy. Mm. They would get to be too heavy with the plant, the soil. And then like if it had just been freshly watered, it was even heavier. So I have managed to transition over to just nursery pots.
Yeah.
I save all my nursery pots. I also pick them up from the recycle pot bin at greenhouses. If people are just giving them away on the side of the road, I'll stop and pick them up. I save them from landscaping plants. I get them from everywhere.
Yeah.
I even had some, my neighbor last Summer brings some over. He's like, I think you could use these. If you want them, I'll let you have them. Otherwise, I was going to throw them. And I was like, perfect. Bring me them all. Yeah. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yes. So he knows now I'm the place to bring his nursery pots.
Love it.
Yeah. But no, I nursery pots are, they're lightweight. They're easy. For the most part, they come in all black, which is kind of what I go for.
Yep.
When I curate my collection, and like, I can still use cash pots.
Yeah.
I'll still use some of my decorative pots yeah. as that function. But like, it's really nice how lightweight they are. You can pick them up. You can squeeze them.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to repot because you can like, you know, loosen the plant in there and just tip it upside down and boom, it pops out. None of this whole roots getting stuck to the side of ceramic pots business.
Yeah. I think, I mean, yeah, that's my number one big advice is for you. If you're someone that really likes the ceramic pot look, which, you know,
I don't get me wrong.
Full collections of it look amazing and stuff, but I highly do not recommend planting the plant straight into that pot. Highly recommend it. Not doing it. You know,
I mean, by all means, go and do it and then realize that there are easier ways and go the cash pot route.
Yeah. Cash pot is basically when you just put the plant that's in the nursery pot inside of a ceramic pot. So you don't see the nursery pot.
Either as a decorative pot or like a...
Or an Alecca setup. It's a, you know, for your
reservoir. Need it with Alecca.
Yep.
And this way you don't need to put drainage holes in your nice pots if you don't want to. And actually, I almost prefer not to have drainage holes because then if my plant, if I just watered it and it's dripping, I can put it in the cash pot and it's not going to drip onto wherever it lives.
Yeah.
So, and then sometimes I'll even water my plant inside the cash pot, let the water drip into the cash pot and then leave it there while it soaks it up.
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
I really only have like a dozen ceramic pots anymore because all of my ceramic pots and terracotta, I only keep for plants outside. So like,
so they don't tip over.
Yeah. So I use the real heavy ones and I'll just throw the plant in that so that if it's a especially windy day, it's less likely to tip over.
Yeah.
Otherwise I have a bunch of plastic ones that I use for Leca because I stopped using ceramic. Well, don't use terracotta for Leca. And I stopped using ceramic for Leca just because even when they were glazed, sometimes it would still wick water away. And I just, stuff was drying out too much. So I moved to full plastic.
Mm.
And that was nice because I could find like packs of them online, like all white, all black. And so stuff looked a little cleaner and more sleek.
Mm-hmm.
I also was one where I went through phases where like I wanted cute, colorful pots. And then I was like, no, all black. And I was like, nah, we can do cute ones again. And like, no, all black. That was crazy.
Another thing too, like since my plants have been getting bigger and I've been upsizing, do you know what's really expensive?
Pots.
Decorative pots that are bigger than 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
Do you know what's way, 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 way cheaper? The exact same thing in nursery pots.
Yeah.
So like,
especially in the springtime, if you can find some tree pots.
Well, that's the thing. The tree pots are great. But even the times I've had to go to Eco Garden Supply and buy a large nursery pot in the size I needed.
And they're still like $30.
No.
Oh, really?
No, the biggest one I think was $25.
Oh, that's not bad. Well,
They're like $10, $11. And I'm like, for one single pot in this giant fucking size, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And like, not big into buying a lot of these as plastic. And if I do use them, I'm going to try and use them until they die.
Yeah.
And not be wasteful. But like, it's nice to have that option. It's nice to have that option available. But I do like, I am collecting all the tree pots. I'm saving those.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in a bigger pot, it's coming home with me.
Right.
I used to think, there's so many big pots here. I'm never going to. Yes, I will. I'm slowly working through them. It's kind of crazy. And like, I have a giant, like giant stack of tall 6-inch pots.
Mm-hmm.
I am embarrassed to say not a lot of my plants are even in 6-inch pots anymore. They're all bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when I was getting started and 4-inch pots were normal and 6-inch pots were huge. And I was like, how am I supposed to care for this plant in a 6-inch pot? This just feels like I'm going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, 6-inch pots eventually one day became commonplace. And now I'm just like, I need a 7 or an 8 or bigger.
12.
What is my life?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you ever go through a unconventional pot phase?
Until I realized they're very hard to get plants out of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I sought them out, but like I have a couple horse and unicorn planters.
Nice.
And a llama planter. And they were really cool until I had to pull the plant out.
I was thinking more so, this was like me deep in my Leca phase. I like would go to Goodwill and find old glass containers.
Brandon refused to drill glass holes for me after he did one. So I love the glass idea. I had to stop after he did one.
Well, and I quickly learned to not like the glass because algae. The algae growth was so bad.
Was that with leca or was that with soil?
Leca. I never did soil in just the clear glass.
Yeah. Some of those would be super. Yeah. I definitely went to a couple Goodwills and bought anything I could put a plant in.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I found my onion pot. This week's plant of the week.
Oh, nice.
Stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out what plant that is.
I was at Goodwill once and I found some really nice like black ceramic 6-inch pots that had amaryllis bulbs in them. And I just threw amaryllis bulbs away.
Yep.
I was like, I don't want this. I just want the pots. They were like $2 each. I was like, oh yeah.
We love that. Yeah. Brandon could probably make money if he had a dollar for every time I said, I could put a plant in that. Damn it. Yeah, like, okay, if you're getting started, like, okay, first of all, more power to you, everybody. Do what you want. We are just speaking from our experience. Mm-hmm. I've pretty much done it all, and I found what works for me, and I'm not shaming anybody. Do what you want. I have two giant shelves of ceramic pots over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're someone who terracotta works for you, great, love it. Terracotta doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for me.
Like, I can see if someone is an extreme overwaterer.
Yeah.
Or your plants aren't getting a lot of light, terracotta works good. But I found that if my plants are getting the right amount of light and I'm not letting them dry out all the way, terracotta just doesn't do it for me.
Right.
And I can't believe how you would manage it if you're using a chunky mix. Nothing would stay wet ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if you grow succulents or something, but, like, the plants that want to not completely dry out, I don't see how you can do that.
Yeah, you got to be watering daily.
Yeah. Like, and you know, again, if you're growing differently and it works for you, great.
All power to you.
Again, if a friend came to me and was like, hey, give me advice. Like, I guess the only time I would turn them to terracotta is if I'm seeing them overwater day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would be like, you need to switch to terracotta. Do it this way and add these amendments into your soil to make it however, and then this will work for you. But yeah, not for me.
Yeah.
That's sad. There's a lot of options for terracotta pots that are so cool that are not as expensive. Oh my God,
yeah. And like the ones I really loved were the like cream color terracotta.
Mm.
Or at Tonkadel, they have the round terracotta that's like gray with like swirls in it.
Oh, I got one of those over there. You want to see it?
I have one too. I love it. But again, okay. I use it as a cash pot.
Round pots, love the look. Love the look of a round pot. Hate getting a plant that's been potted into a round pot out of that round pot.
I'll give you that, but square pots.
You don't like square pots?
I hate square pots.
Square pots aren't bad. They're kind of weird because everything else is round.
Square nursery pots.
I've got a bunch of those. They're not the worst, but they are the ones I try to use up first, so they go away.
I love the like 3-inch ones because I can put a bunch of those in my 10x20s if I'm doing props.
Mm-hmm.
Love that, but like a 4 to 6-inch square pot, I hate.
I have a magenta square pot that is like a 6x6 cube, 5x5 cube.
Mm.
It's cute. I like it.
What are you gonna put
actually,
in that?
I think I broke it.
Oh.
I had stuff in it. There was nothing wrong with it.
Mm.
Pet peeve when plant pots have a little ridge on the edge on the inside.
Yep.
And the taper.
Yeah. I was going to say
the taper looks cool. Good luck getting anything out of it.
Yeah. Especially smaller opening to larger bottom.
For sure.
Because when the plant grows, it's filling up all the available space. So if it's smaller at the top, but then at the bottom, all the roots have filled in and you go to pull that out, you might as well just break your pot open.
Think of a triangle and all your roots are at the bottom of the triangle at the base. And you're trying to get it through the opening at the top. Good luck.
Yeah.
I have done that. Have I broken it or have I tried to get the pot out? Both. Both. Yeah. Yeah. That's so, I do like them though. I like the way they look. If you don't have a hole in them, use them as a vase, a water rooting vase. That is a good use of them.
But again, just be careful. Make sure you are taking them out soon enough.
Well, if it's water. Okay. You know, I don't water root to that the extreme long. That you do. You're like, I need my roots to be 5 inches long.
Or longer.
Times 5. And I'm like, I'll go for 2 and pot it. Yeah, no. If mine can be donated to Locks of Love, I've left them in for too long. It's a hair cutting joke, everybody. Yeah.
My current obsession is clear pots.
I think that's everyone's clear obsession or obsession right now.
Right now?
I mean, they've been very popular for a while.
Yeah.
What blows my mind is the people who want to spend money on their whole collection clear pots. I'm like, why? I mean, I know why. I know why, but like, I'm just too cheap to do that.
Well, and this kind of goes back to unconventional pot options, like cups. I use cups all the time.
I have a giant stack of cups over there. I've been saving from fast food places.
Yeah, like, and again, they come in clear most of the time, so that's perfect. I love being able to see the roots. Love it.
I'm too set it and forget it to bother with roots anymore. I don't even have the time to look at them. I just know they're doing it or they're not.
Well, and also that's where clear pots are kind of nice because then you can hopefully see the roots without having to disturb. Yeah,
definitely. I just pulled my autumn ember begonia out of a clear pot, and like begonias have tiny fine roots, so like I didn't bother like looking at the roots. Mm-hmm. I judge based on how soon the soil dries out after watering. And I use the clear pot more for, is the soil dry?
Sure.
And then I would water it and then it would totally change. And I was like, God damn it, it was dry.
I was going to say, that's also satisfying too. Yeah. So like watch the soil, especially if you're bottom water, watching it like seep up.
Ooh, I wasn't bottom water. I do the combo. Water from the top, let it sit. Yeah. So I didn't get to enjoy that, but that would be nice.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, I still do like going and looking at all of the pots. Definitely.
I have way better self-control now.
Yeah, I just don't buy anything.
Yeah. I do. I know I've seen people complain about tall pots.
Oh, God. Tall pots.
I, too, love a tall pot.
And this can be part of if we ever do our plant myth episode, which is also just bad advice. People always say don't pot in a tall pot because you will overwater your plant.
You're not giving your plant enough light.
And it's not if A, then B all the time with plants, right? So I have always loved tall pots. Does stuff stay wetter longer? Yeah. But guess what? Then I'm not watering as often.
And if your plant's getting enough light, great.
Yeah.
Or wait, if your plant is getting enough light. Did I say that? Whatever.
Yeah. So with that, tall pots, my favorite, I guess, hack, back when I was working at the school and like in the springtime, all the dance competitions would come in and they'd go and get like the
carnations,
giant things of flowers in the big, big black plastic pots or plastic. They're like almost like garbage.
5 gallon bags.
No.
5 gallon pots.
Yeah.
5 gallon buckets. Not
even, yeah. Buckets almost, or like garbage bins or something. And they would always leave them because they would have like a dozen of them after each one. And I was like, I will take those. I take them and I drilled a hole in them and then we'd have drainage and here we go. Like, I love those because they're like, I don't know, 10 to 12 inches across.
Yeah, and that's what mama needs.
Yeah, maybe 14 inches tall. Like, they're fantastic pots. I have my Taniki in one right now.
Oh, yeah. Like,
great stuff. Highly recommend.
I like a tall pot. The only time I will distinctly shy away from a tall pot is if I've pulled a plant out and the root ball is kind of shallow.
Yeah.
I don't really want to put it in a tall pot if I have a shallow root ball. But what is nice, if I take a pot, if I pull a plant out of its pot, I unravel its circling roots and give it a little loosen around the root ball. And then I have a bunch of long roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I can do with those? I can layer them in that tall pot and give them room.
Yeah.
So great. I love it. And then also like tall pots make it closer to the grow lights too.
True.
So it's funny. There are specific occasions where I want a short 6-inch pot. And I'm very limited on those
really?
Right now.
Oh, I feel like now whenever I'm planting something up and I'm going to 6-inch, I'm always trying to find the like landscaping, like
you
tall
want the
plots.
Tall ones?
I want the tall ones.
Do you need some?
No, I'm good right now. Everything's like in tall 6-inch.
Oh, man. It's a specific instance.
Yeah.
But I don't really have any of those pots right now. And I've actually been pulled because when I did LECA, all my cash pots on those shelves,
I would
place the perfect size nursery pot inside them so that when I wanted to use.
I would always do that too.
Yeah. They fit perfectly so that when I wanted to use the LECA pot, I could pick out what decorative pot I wanted. And then it already had the right size nursery pot in it.
Yep.
But because I'm not doing LECA like that anymore, I've just been taking the perfectly sized nursery pots out of those pots that I saved years ago and using them. I just did it today.
It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, fun times. But yeah, for the most part, it's tall pots. Tall pots and 6-inch, 7-inch. I like the 4-inch and the 2-inch ones. They have ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some plant you would have bought at Home Depot, they have the tall pot for. And even those are nice for small guys who have long roots. Or sometimes, like, if I have a long cutting and not a lot of roots, I won't even fill the pot all the way. I'll, like, use half of the pot with soil. But then the, like, the lid, the edge of the pot almost gives my tall leaf a little support system.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. So that's nice, too.
Have you done a lot of long pots?
No. I don't have room for those. I see why people want them. I see where it makes sense.
Yeah, they worked great for my crawlers.
If I had the room, I would think about it. But, like, how, like, let's say I get a 2-foot long pot.
Yeah.
And I put my plant in it at the very end.
Yep.
Do you water the whole thing or do you only water the section your plant is in?
I'd water the whole thing because you want the plant to grow towards.
Well, yeah, but what if there's like a whole foot in between where you watered and where the plant is?
I was just watering everything.
Mm. I do have a couple like 1.5-foot long pots because Brandon used them for the little trough things he made.
Sure.
How do I feel about them? Honestly, what I do when I have my crawlers, I'll either get like a short and wide pot.
Sure.
And plant a couple of them in there side by side.
Constantly potting.
Or I have a square pot that I've used.
Oh, and you go diagonal?
And I will do diagonal. I would butt the plant up on the one side in the corner and then angle him towards the other corner so then he has time to grow across the whole pot.
But like, and then would you still water the whole thing?
That time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was only like a 10-12 inch.
Sure.
Not diameter because it's square, but length by width.
Hypotenuse.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I'm thinking about how successful I've been with my pastas on them. And like, it's probably because I don't have it in a very long pot that I'm not getting it to like size up crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is by the time it gets to the end of the pot, it needs to be cut again. So
that's why it's so like with my Plamania, that's why I just went ahead and got, I think, like a 14 inch long pot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm just going to leave you and just let you keep getting bigger.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Did you get to the end?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't get to the end because it had started to lose leaves on the back end.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to pot you up because I was getting rid of it anyway.
Ah.
So I chopped it and potted it in just a regular old like round pot.
Yeah.
Sold it.
Oh, my other complaint with the long ones, they're never deep enough.
That is true.
Because they're long. But like if I'm going to grow my plant for, let's say you're 14 inches, yeah. If I'm going to grow my plant for 14 inches, it's going to develop a good root system and it is going to dry the fuck out in a shallow because they're only like, what, 6 inches deep?
Something like that. Yeah.
8 inches deep at most. That is not deep enough for the plants I'm going to be growing in this thing for this long.
Right.
It is going to dry out so quick and not stay moist. And I'm just, God, not that I want a deep and long crawling pot.
I know. That
would be awful. I do. My grandma gave me a little trough thingy that's back there where it's like 3 feet long and like 12 feet or 12 inches, 12 feet deep, 12 inches deep. So I could put holes in that and use it. But like, do I want to? No. Do I want to carry around a pot of a plant like this? No.
I mean, yeah, at that point, I almost
would
like.
Would it be really cool if it did what I wanted it to? Sure.
The like houses, the like super fancy houses that have you ever seen the houses that have like a garden inside?
The atrium.
Basically.
They usually never have enough light.
Yeah. And I always wondered how shallow those actually are.
Like where they make the planter box out of brick.
Mm-hmm.
In like the 70s, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one recently on HGTV while I was at the gym and it was like, we want to get rid of this because the cat's being it. And I'm like,
oh, there's that too.
I'm looking at where the light comes from in this house. And I'm like, there's no way in hell they could grow anything in that planter box.
Okay, but say like you were to build one and you put it in the right spot with enough light.
No, I don't want to grow my plants in ground. I want to keep them in pots so I can move them around and adjust them quickly.
That'd be a good time for a crawler.
If you give me a conservatory, well, then we'll talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's like a proper conservatory with proper lights, windows, and irrigation system.
Sure.
I could be persuaded. But it would have to be deep enough because I'm not gonna, I don't know. It's also hard because they'd be in ground. So like you'd have to like refresh your soil and like have stuff break down and have more organic material. And like, would that be more work than it's worth? Because I like after a year unpotting my plant, just refreshing it with clean soil. I like how it's just cut and dry, one and done.
Yeah.
Everything's replaced. Everything's fresh.
Sure.
As opposed to having to like do the whole cycle. Because I'm thinking about my giant planter pots outside and I'm like, ugh. I'm not going to put 25 gallons worth of soil back in this pot.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But like last year I did amend with compost and stuff. And I was still having my stupid colocasia dry out all the time.
Sure.
What I need is irrigation. And I don't mean lawn irrigation. I mean the little tube irrigation I set up in my landscaping plants to water my shit for me.
Right.
That's what I need. Let's do an episode on that.
Irrigation?
Yeah. It would be nice if I could set up a little house irrigation system.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. I don't trust it. Not savvy enough.
I want to do this thing. Never mind. No, I don't.
I mean, in theory, I want it done.
Yeah.
Do I want to do it myself?
No.
I don't trust myself.
Sure.
If there's water involved, I don't know how to program something to make. Couldn't like all my plants would need different amounts of water.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have one of them set up, run it until it like find the perfect amount of water. But like, oh, man. Or I would just need a sensor.
Mm-hmm.
Get a sensor and put it in the saucer, and once the water starts coming through, then it turns off. It'd be easier.
I also stopped growing in ceramic pots or using ceramic pots because my cats kept breaking them.
Your cats kept breaking them?
Well, they kept knocking shit off, right?
Like,
they
would, as cats do.
Yeah, as cats do. It doesn't matter where you try and have them be their space versus not their space. They will go on the windowsill and knock something over, not intentionally or intentionally, and then you crack your pot. So I was just like, I'm done with that.
The cat pushed. It was funny because my plant needed water.
Mm.
So it was lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there's one plant in my east facing bedroom window. There's only room for one plant. It had dried out. It was lightweight. No one was feeding this cat in the morning. And he was like, push.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it was one of my $50 pots on sale for $25 that he pushed off. And I was like, you better not have broke it. I can't get that deal again. I don't remember what happened to that one, but... God damn it, Posnack.
Cats.
Yeah, the nice thing about nursery pots is they don't shatter and have to clean up.
You just get soil everywhere.
It's true. And the nice thing about them, you can easily cut them apart.
Yep.
If you need to get a plant out.
Say you've
and then you don't feel bad about
something.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially the LECA plants.
Yeah, the Matilda I repotted into soil the other day. It was in LECA and I didn't want to kill all, like, the roots were so entangled and matted. That I had to... Actually, no, I ended up cutting those roots off anyway. Whatever. I did also cut into the pot to get it off.
Yeah.
The roots and stuff. It was just... It was great because I didn't have to think twice and I didn't have to be like, do I want to break this nice pot I paid for? Mm-hmm. Ha, it doesn't matter. It's plastic.
Right.
And I've already acquired it for free and used it.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I guess the shitty thing is then you are wasting the plastic if you have to cut it off. But like,
right.
Sorry. I don't do it all the time. But I guess that's similar if you're breaking it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, whatever. I made some choices, okay? Forgive me. Ooh, Christine, what is your favorite pot you've ever had?
Ooh.
Coolest pot you've ever had.
I have, okay, so the first one that comes to mind, so you actually have the smaller version of it on your shelf. It's the, like, blue turquoise ceramic, super glossy glazed that's kind of, like, dimpledy on the outside. I can point it, or we can...
You had me until you said dimply on the outside, and then the one I was thinking of completely went out the window.
Anyway, it's that, but in the large form, I think, and it's also the most expensive pot I've ever bought. I think
what shape is it?
Yours, it's like squat and round, but I have the like big version of it, like the 14 inch version of it.
Is it also the same pot that I have my llama cactus in upstairs?
I don't think so.
Oh,
but I bought it at Home Depot and it was,
the geometric one.
Yeah. I think I paid 40 or 45.
Oh
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I really love that one. I still have it. It has nothing in it right now. So either something's got to go
pot.
In it. Yeah. I really like that one. I also had a black one that had like gold constellations on it.
Ooh, from Tonkadale.
I really like that one too. What about you?
I like silly things and I like sparkly things. So
I really like your pineapple one. That's probably my favorite one of yours.
Yeah. I have a golden geometric pineapple, which was a vase from Joann's. That I got on super sale, and it's quite tall. It has the world's worst opening at the top, but it looks great if you grow a green spider plant in it, because then you have a bona fide pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a short version and a tall version. The tall version is better. I love him. I also have a couple glitter pots that are epoxied that Brandon's mom made for me.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really cool because they're glitter and glossy. I also have some booby pots. From Rose Grown.
Oh, nice.
It's a ceramicist in Atlanta that makes booby pots. I have two of those that I adore. And then I've made my own too. I did start taking ceramics class and made my own pots. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I also have a little tiny boba pot from Anne Lung. She's in San Francisco. She makes little bobas with faces, and dumplings too with faces. Those are adorable. I'm looking back at my pots, but it's dark. I can't tell what I have.
Yeah, here's
some
picture.
Cool pink ones. Yeah. Oh, Your Majesty palm. I remember that guy. Okay, I don't remember him. I remember you telling me about him all the time.
Yeah.
That's a cool buddy.
Cool pot.
Yep. Yeah, I guess I just have a certain plant pots that just speak to me.
Sure.
And I did manage to collect a cool number of very small ones, and it's unfortunate that I don't have
very
many things to put in them anymore, but I try to use them when I can.
Yeah. I'm way more of a fan of just like the really simple, straight down, round style pot.
Yeah. Because it's easiest to get stuff out of.
Yeah, and they just look really nice.
I have one of those. It's a tall 4-inch. It's fake marble.
Oh, nice.
And it's taller than your average tall, because it should be like a vase or something you put your spatulas in on your counter. But I got more use out of him than I thought I would.
Because
It's just nice to have that extra space, especially if you have long roots you want to pot up. Mm-hmm. But they're not like bushy, not full out.
Sure. Yeah.
Now I'm getting all nostalgic for all my cute pots. Yeah, what you said earlier about using them to keep stuff tipping over,
that's
primarily what I find myself using them for now.
I do have one. It's kind of silly. It's like, it's a ceramic pot that looks like a popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Like the old school movie theater, red and white. That's probably my silliest pot I have.
Do you have anything in it?
No, I use it. It's an outdoor pot.
Ah, okay.
So
I'd say my silliest pot is my, Moody from, I forget his last name. It's Kevin something. Is it Kevin? Shit, no, I can't remember. The Moody's. Look them up. They have little faces and little junk. When I say junk, I mean private parts.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And mine, I got one where he's making like a scrunched up face. And I only got like the 3-inch one. But he has a little dick and balls.
Nice.
At the bottom. And it's quite funny. Ooh, I also got some of the...
You never talked about when you make your own pots.
I did. I said I made my
own. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a couple of pots from Kevin at Clean Cut Mosaics too. He's in New York and does like... It's just mosaic. Like he uses grout on like terracotta. And I got some of the iridescent ones and they're so cool.
Nice.
And then he also does like disco ones where he does little disco mirror strips. And those look great in the sun, I tell you.
So. Sweet.
And anything with iridescent finish just gets me. I love iridescent finish. Locally, we have a ceramicist, Amano. Gosh darn, I can't remember. Luisa. Luisa is her name. She's a local artist in Minneapolis. I have like 4 of hers.
Oh, yeah.
All in iridescent. So I have a black one in iridescent. I have a peach one in iridescent. I have a big yellow one iridescent. And then a speckly confetti one that she makes. And
is that?
I love them all.
I think you bought pots when we went to Art of Whirl.
Yes, and I got the free bag.
Yeah.
I use that bag. I use that bag all the time. And it was funny, the State Fair art or plant show. I took a plant in one of her pots and she posted it on her story. And she's like, who, please stand up, who brought an award-winning plant to the State Fair in one of my pots? And I was like, that's me.
Nice.
This is my plant.
Nice.
It was cute. And I was like, also, did you see the other one? Because there's 2 of your pots there. My dick cactus was in another one.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did I spend way too much money on plant pots from artists? Yes. But I felt good about supporting
local
small
artists. Yes.
Yeah. Small businesses and local artists. Ooh, I forgot. There's one more plant pot I really like. I have 2 of them. Rock Johnson is another local potter who makes monster face pots.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even start making monster face pots until I asked for monster face pots in a trade. We did trade. I made him some booty short overalls with sexy men on them. He does like cups and coffee cups and stuff. But I was like, kiddo, do you make some plant pots?
Nice.
And so I have 2 of those. And it's just like this evil looking mouth with evil looking teeth on the side of a plant pot. If you like evil things, you should look it up. Rock Johnson. Yeah. I adore those. One of them is iridescent, which I love it even more.
Nice.
And pink on the inside. Ha 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 ha.
Perfect.
So yeah, those are my favorite plant pots.
Yeah.
I still have them. I just don't really use them because I'm in nursery pots. So boo. It's just easier though. And, like, they don't stay in nursery pots for long enough either to make it worth pulling out of ceramics. So.
Right.
I have big pot, big plants. So here we are. Plant of the week.
Plant of the week.
All right. I have mine picked out.
Do it.
Gotta look up what it was. I picked it out and I wrote it down. Ooh. Speaking of fun pots, my Crassula ovata gollum lives in an onion pot. If you are unfamiliar with that plant, it is ogre ears jade. And it lives in an onion pot because ogres are like onions.
It's spelled ogre.
O-G-R-E. I found this onion pot at a Goodwill in like 2020.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy this pot and then I'm going to get the plant to go in it because I
already know exactly
I'm a huge Shrek fan. You know this. I had to. And so I've had at least two different, I had to start the plant over because it just filled up the pot too much.
And oh,
so
sure.
Took cuttings, started them over, put them in the pot. Now I watered it today and I was like, yeah, you look great.
Nice.
He looks really good. He's really bushy, nice and tall, little stock action going on. It's very cute. Nice. Wonderful.
Cool. I'm going to do my golden crocodile. Philodendron golden crocodile that for the longest time I didn't think was a golden crocodile because I forgot that I got a golden crocodile. It just gives me really cool, like the new leaves come in super bronzy now and then harden off and become like the neon yellow.
Cool.
It's in desperate need of a chop. It's getting tall, not leggy, but just tall. And I'm like, I need to cut you.
Sharp chop.
So, but yeah, I love that guy.
Sweet.
He's one of the ones like my Billy and my Ty where I can just leave it alone. I know it's always going to be fine. It's not going to.
Not a drama queen.
Yep.
Love that.
Love it.
Love that. Well, yeah. Congrats, plants of the week. We love that. And now, listeners, we have a little announcement. We're going to be going down to 2 episodes a month for the summer.
Yeah.
So we have some life changes that are going to be taking up our time. And I'm going to be tired from landscaping. So we're just going to take it's not a break. It's just we're slowing down a little bit.
Yep.
And I know everyone's going to be busy in the summer, as are we. So
yeah,
we're going to I just run on sentences. We're going to keep it. I can't talk. Oh my God. We're going to make it work for us.
Yeah.
And if it means slowing down,
yeah,
we're going to take the time for ourselves. So that's all it is. We'll still be here releasing episodes twice a month, every other week. So just giving you a heads up.
Yep. For the summer, maybe not even the full summer, just for a little while.
Yeah.
While we
just let us
focus on life
and slow down just a little bit. Yep. So not a bad thing. It's happening.
Yeah.
We're good with it.
We still highly recommend join our Discord. Come chat with us. We're obviously going to, you know, stay active in there, as active as we can.
Be good about our boundaries.
It's a good time to go back and listen to some of our episodes. If you're if you're missing us on a week that we're not having something new, go back and listen to something again.
Yeah, crazy. Plenty chats are always good because you'll forget what they're about.
Or light. It's always good to go back and learn more about light.
That's true.
Reiterate it. Again and again and again.
Bash it through your head. Honestly, I had to listen to all the episodes that taught me things. I had to listen to them twice.
Oh, sure.
Once to like soak my brain and twice to scrub it out.
Yeah.
Something. That was a dishwashing analogy.
Cool.
Awesome possum. Well, we will see you back here next time on Rough Around the Hitch.
Stay rough.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.